Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Montserrat Episode 2, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, Labor Movements, Colonial Struggles, and the Path to Modern Montserrat, Late 19th, Early 20th Century. Introduction, A Struggle for Rights and Representation. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point in Montserrat's history, but it did not bring an end to oppression or economic hardship. As the 19th century progressed, the formerly enslaved population struggled for land ownership, fair wages, and political representation. The colonial government and wealthy landowners still controlled much of the island's resources, leading to deep-seated inequality that would define Montserrat's social and economic landscape for decades. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Montserrat underwent significant changes, from the rise of labor movements to the gradual push for political self-governance. Economic challenges, racial disparities, and colonial policies created an environment of resistance and resilience among the island's people. In this chapter, we will explore the challenges faced by Montserratians during this period and their enduring fight for rights, justice, and national identity. The decline of the plantation economy and economic challenges. After the abolition of slavery, Montserrat's economic structure remained largely agricultural, but the once dominant sugar industry had begun to decline. Several factors contributed to this downturn: soil exhaustion and declining productivity. Decades of intensive sugarcane cultivation had depleted the island's soil, making it difficult to sustain high yields. Many plantations struggled to remain profitable, and some shut down entirely. Global sugar market fluctuations. Competition from larger sugar-producing colonies, such as Cuba and Jamaica, drove prices down. The shift toward beet sugar production in Europe also weakened the Caribbean sugar industry. The rise of small-scale farming. Many freed Montserratians turned to subsistence farming, cultivating crops such as yams, plantains, and limes. Some established small peasant farms, selling surplus goods in local markets. Limited employment opportunities. With the collapse of large plantations, many laborers found themselves without stable work. Wage labor on surviving estates was poorly paid and exploitative. This economic decline set the stage for the emergence of labor activism, as Montserratians sought fairer wages, improved working conditions, and greater access to land ownership. The birth of labor movements and worker protests. By the late 19th century, frustration with economic conditions fueled the growth of labor activism. Though formal labor unions had not yet taken shape, workers began organizing informal groups to negotiate wages and demand better treatment. Early worker protests and resistance. Agricultural laborers frequently staged slowdowns and strikes, refusing to work under harsh conditions. Women played a significant role in protests, particularly in domestic work and market trading sectors. Formation of early labor organizations. By the early 20th century, labor activists began forming associations to push for workers' rights. The British colonial government largely ignored these demands, leading to increased unrest. Political awakening among the working class. Many workers recognized the connection between economic hardship and political disenfranchisement. Calls for greater representation in the colonial administration gained momentum. Colonial governance and the push for political reform. During this period, Montserrat remained under direct British colonial rule, with limited local governance. Power was concentrated in the hands of colonial administrators and wealthy elites, leaving most of the population without a voice in decision-making. Lack of representation in government. The British-appointed governor controlled most aspects of Montserrat's administration. The local legislative council was dominated by landowners, with little to no representation for the working class. Emergence of political consciousness. Montserratians began advocating for increased local governance and electoral reforms. Influenced by broader Caribbean nationalist movements, local leaders pushed for greater autonomy. The influence of regional political movements. Events in neighboring islands, such as Barbados and Trinidad, inspired Montserratian activists to demand change. The rise of pan-Caribbean labor organizations encouraged Montserratian workers to unite in their struggles. The social and cultural evolution of Montserrat. Beyond economic and political struggles, Montserrat experienced a period of significant cultural transformation in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Education and literacy expansion. Missionary schools provided some educational opportunities, though access remained limited. Education became a tool for social mobility, with many aspiring to enter the civil service or teaching professions. Music and oral traditions. Montserrat's cultural heritage continued to evolve, blending African, Irish, and Caribbean influences. Folk songs, drumming, and storytelling preserved historical narratives and resistance stories. Religious influence. The Anglican and Catholic churches played a dual role, both maintaining colonial control and providing community support. Spiritual and religious gatherings became spaces for political discussions and organizing. The road to the 20th century, what lies ahead? By the early 1900s, Montserrat had undergone profound changes. The collapse of the plantation economy, the rise of labor movements, and growing political consciousness set the stage for even greater transformations in the decades ahead. Key questions loomed over Montserrat's future. Would workers achieve greater rights and fair wages? Could Montserratians gain true political representation? How would Montserrat adapt to the economic shifts of the 20th century? The struggles of the late 19th and early 20th centuries paved the way for modern Montserrat, influencing the island's eventual push toward self-governance and greater social equality. As we move forward, we will examine how these efforts culminated in key political and economic developments throughout the 20th century. Chapter 6: The Mid-20th Century and the Path to Self-Governance. Introduction: A Nation in Transition. By the mid-20th century, Montserrat stood at a crossroads. The struggles of the previous century had laid the foundation for political and economic transformation. The end of the plantation economy, the emergence of labor movements, and the increasing push for political representation signaled a new era. Montserrat's people, resilient and determined, sought greater autonomy within the British colonial framework. Their journey toward self-governance was marked by economic challenges, social progress, and political upheavals that would redefine the island's identity. The movement toward self-governance did not happen overnight. It was a slow, painstaking process that required the combined efforts of local political leaders, labor activists, and ordinary citizens who demanded a voice in their own affairs. This chapter explores Montserrat's mid-20th century transition, examining the economic shifts, political reforms, and social changes that shaped the island's modern history. Economic shifts and challenges. By the 1940s and 1950s, Montserrat's economy had diversified, though it remained fragile. The decline of sugar plantations had led to new economic pursuits, but sustainable development remained elusive. The following key developments shaped the island's economic landscape. The rise of small-scale agriculture. After the collapse of large plantations, many Montserratians turned to small-scale farming. Crops such as limes, cotton, and vegetables became essential to local and export markets. The lime juice industry became a major source of revenue, but it was not enough to sustain the entire population. Migration and the Montserratian diaspora. Many Montserratians sought economic opportunities abroad, particularly in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States. The Windrush generation saw Montserratians and other Caribbean nationals migrate to Britain to fill labor shortages. Remittances from abroad became an essential part of the local economy, supporting families and small businesses. Infrastructure development and British investment. The British colonial government initiated public works projects, improving roads, schools, and healthcare. However, many Montserratians felt that British aid was insufficient and designed to maintain economic dependency rather than foster true development. The political awakening. Steps toward self-governance. The mid-20th century saw a significant rise in political consciousness among Montserratians. Colonial rule was increasingly challenged, and calls for local representation grew stronger. Formation of political organizations. The first political organizations emerged as labor movements evolved into broader political parties. Workers' unions and civic groups began advocating for democratic reforms. The role of labor unions. The struggles of agricultural and industrial workers played a major role in shaping Montserrat's political landscape. Labor leaders became influential political figures, pushing for self-governance and fair wages. First steps toward democratic governance. In the 1950s, Montserrat took its first steps toward limited self-governance with the introduction of elected local councils. The island gained representation in regional Caribbean political movements advocating for greater autonomy within the British Empire. Social progress and cultural identity. As Montserrat moved toward political self-governance, social changes also reshaped the island's identity. Education expansion. The colonial government expanded access to education, leading to a more literate and politically aware population. Secondary schools were established, preparing students for civil service jobs and leadership roles. Healthcare improvements. The mid-20th century saw better healthcare facilities and increased life expectancy. Public health campaigns reduced the spread of diseases such as malaria and tuberculosis. Cultural renaissance and national pride. Montserratians embraced their Afro-Caribbean and Irish heritage, celebrating unique aspects of their culture. Music, storytelling, and festivals reinforced a growing sense of national identity. The Caribbean Federation and its impact on Montserrat. In the 1950s, Britain encouraged its Caribbean territories to form a political union, leading to the creation of the West Indies Federation, 1958-1962. Montserrat's participation in the Federation. Montserrat was a founding member of the West Indies Federation. The Federation aimed to provide a pathway to political independence for Caribbean nations. The Federation's failure and its consequences. Internal disputes and lack of British support led to the Federation's collapse in 1962. After its dissolution, many Caribbean nations sought full independence, but Montserrat remained under British control. The debate over independence versus continued British rule. As the Caribbean Federation collapsed, Montserrat faced a critical decision. Should it pursue full independence like Jamaica and Trinidad, or remain a British colony? Arguments for independence. Many Montserratians believed in self-determination and sought full political and economic independence. Leaders argued that local governance would lead to stronger economic policies tailored to the island's needs. Arguments for remaining a British territory. Others feared that independence would lead to economic instability and lack of financial support from Britain. The limited size and resources of Montserrat made self-sufficiency a daunting challenge. The decision to remain a British overseas territory. In the end, Montserrat chose to remain under British rule, but with increased local governance. The island gained a new constitution in the 1960s, granting greater autonomy while maintaining British oversight. Conclusion: a nation on the brink of change. The mid-20th century was a defining period for Montserrat. The island transitioned from a struggling colonial outpost to a politically conscious society with a growing sense of national identity. While it did not pursue full independence, Montserrat achieved greater self-governance, economic diversification, and social progress. The next chapter will explore Montserrat's late 20th century evolution, including modernization efforts, natural disasters, and continued struggles for political and economic stability. Chapter 7: Modernization, Natural Disasters, and Montserrat's Continued Evolution. Introduction: A Nation in Flux. As Montserrat moved into the late 20th century, it faced new challenges and opportunities that would shape its future. With advancements in infrastructure, education, and governance, the island took significant strides toward modernization. However, the progress was soon overshadowed by devastating natural disasters, which would test the resilience of Montserratians like never before. This chapter delves into Montserrat's journey from modernization efforts to the cataclysmic volcanic eruptions of the 1990s, the aftermath of these disasters, and the island's ongoing efforts to rebuild and redefine itself in the 21st century. The path to modernization, 1960s-1980s. The late 20th century was a period of rapid transformation for Montserrat. The island saw significant improvements in infrastructure, education, health, and economic diversification. Infrastructure development. Roads, bridges, and telecommunications were expanded to connect rural communities. Electricity and water supply systems were modernized, providing more reliable services. The construction of John A. Osborne Airport, formerly W. H. Bramble Airport, enhanced connectivity to the rest of the Caribbean and beyond. Education and social progress. Secondary education became more accessible, leading to an increase in literacy rates. Montserratians gained greater opportunities to study abroad, particularly in the United Kingdom. Women's participation in the workforce grew, and gender equality movements gained momentum. Economic diversification. Tourism emerged as a key industry, with the lush green landscapes and rich culture attracting visitors. The growth of the service sector, including finance and offshore banking, provided new revenue streams. Agriculture shifted from large plantations to smaller, self-sustaining farms producing bananas, limes, and other tropical fruits. Cultural renaissance. Montserrat became known as the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean, embracing its Irish and African heritage. The island gained international recognition for its music industry, with Air Studios Montserrat attracting global artists such as the Beatles, Elton John, and the Rolling Stones. Natural disasters and their impact. Despite these advancements, Montserrat faced severe natural disasters that drastically altered its trajectory. Hurricanes, and most notably, the eruption of the Soufrière Hills volcano, changed the island's landscape, economy, and population dynamics. Hurricane Hugo, 1989. One of the most destructive storms to hit Montserrat, Hurricane Hugo caused widespread devastation. Thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed, displacing many residents. The island's economy suffered, particularly in agriculture and tourism, leading to increased dependence on British aid. The Soufrière Hills volcano eruption, 1995 present. In July 1995, the Soufrière Hills volcano, dormant for centuries, erupted, releasing ash clouds and pyroclastic flows. Over the next 2 years, eruptions intensified, burying the capital, Plymouth, under layers of ash and debris. Two-thirds of the island's population were forced to evacuate, many relocating to the United Kingdom, the United States, or nearby Caribbean nations. The southern half of the island was declared an exclusion zone, restricting habitation and access due to ongoing volcanic activity. Economic and social consequences. The loss of Plymouth, the island's economic and administrative center, was a catastrophic blow. Businesses, government offices, and schools had to be relocated, with temporary settlements established in safer areas. The tourism industry collapsed, forcing Montserrat to rethink its economic model. Rebuilding and resilience, 2000s present. Despite these challenges, Montserratians displayed remarkable resilience, working toward recovery and rebuilding their homeland. Development of a new capital. In response to the loss of Plymouth, the government established Little Bay as the new capital. Infrastructure projects, including a new port and commercial center, aimed to revitalize the economy. The role of the United Kingdom in Montserrat's recovery. As a British overseas territory, Montserrat received financial aid and technical support from the UK government. Investment in housing, public services, and business development helped stabilize the island's population. Tourism and sustainable development. Ecotourism and geothermal energy projects emerged as key focuses for economic revitalization. The island's unique volcanic landscape became an attraction, with visitors exploring the remains of Plymouth and the Soufrière Hills Volcano Observatory. Preserving Montserrat's cultural identity. Annual festivals, such as St. Patrick's Festival, celebrated the island's rich heritage. Efforts to document and preserve Montserrat's history ensured that future generations understood their resilient past. Looking to the future. As Montserrat moves forward, key challenges and opportunities remain. The island's small population, fragile economy, and dependence on British aid pose long-term concerns. However, its resilience, cultural vibrancy, and strategic investments in sustainable development offer hope for the future. Building a sustainable economy. Continued investment in renewable energy, tourism, and technology could diversify income sources. Strengthening local industries and improving trade relationships with neighboring Caribbean nations will be essential. Strengthening disaster preparedness. Lessons from past disasters emphasize the need for robust emergency management systems. Climate change and environmental resilience strategies must be prioritized. Empowering future generations. Education, skills training, and innovation will play critical roles in Montserrat's long-term development. Engaging the global Montserratian diaspora in rebuilding efforts can harness international expertise and resources. Conclusion: a testament to resilience. Montserrat's modern history is one of triumph over adversity. The transition from a colonial economy to modernization, the devastation caused by natural disasters, and the ongoing efforts to rebuild have shaped a people defined by strength and perseverance. The future of Montserrat is still being written, but one thing remains certain: the island's spirit is unbreakable. Chapter 8: Montserrat in the 21st Century, Challenges and Opportunities. Introduction: a new era for Montserrat. As Montserrat entered the 21st century, it faced a landscape vastly different from its past. The catastrophic eruptions of the Soufriere Hills volcano in the 1990s had transformed the island, displacing thousands of residents and decimating the economy. Now, in the modern era, Montserrat continues to navigate a path of recovery, sustainability, and growth, balancing the preservation of its heritage with the demands of a rapidly changing global environment. This chapter explores the key economic, social, environmental, and political challenges Montserrat faces, as well as the opportunities that lie ahead for the island's future. Economic challenges and development strategies. Dependence on the United Kingdom. Montserrat remains a British overseas territory, receiving significant financial aid from the UK. While British assistance is vital for infrastructure, healthcare, and education, some argue that reliance on aid limits Montserrat's economic independence. Discussions on self-sufficiency and economic autonomy continue among political leaders and citizens. Revitalizing tourism. Pre-volcanic Montserrat had a thriving tourism industry, but eruptions decimated visitor numbers. Recent efforts focus on promoting ecotourism, historical tourism, exploring Plymouth's ruins, and Montserrat's unique cultural festivals, such as St. Patrick's Festival. Investment in luxury resorts, nature reserves, and heritage tourism is a key strategy. Sustainable agriculture and fisheries. The agricultural sector suffered massive losses due to the volcanic eruptions. Efforts to rebuild farming include greenhouse agriculture, hydroponics, and organic farming. Sustainable fishing practices aim to support local communities while ensuring marine conservation. Emerging industries, renewable energy, and digital innovation. Montserrat has begun geothermal energy exploration, leveraging its volcanic activity for clean energy production. Digital transformation and remote work opportunities present a new avenue for economic diversification. Encouraging investment in technology, innovation hubs, and digital entrepreneurship can attract skilled professionals and businesses. Social changes and community resilience. The impact of the diaspora. The Montserratian diaspora, particularly in the UK, US, and Canada, remains a crucial part of the island's identity. Many expatriates send remittances back home, supporting family members and local businesses. The government has implemented programs to encourage return migration, offering incentives to skilled Montserratians to contribute to nation building. Education and youth empowerment. Increased access to higher education, both locally and abroad, is shaping Montserrat's future leaders. Scholarships, vocational training, and technology education programs are empowering youth with new skills. A key challenge is youth retention, as many young Montserratians choose to stay abroad after studying. Healthcare advancements. Montserrat has seen improvements in public health infrastructure and medical services. Telemedicine and partnerships with Caribbean and UK healthcare providers have enhanced access to specialized treatments. Challenges remain in retaining medical professionals and funding healthcare expansion. Environmental sustainability and disaster preparedness. Living with the volcano. The exclusion zone, covering the southern part of the island, remains largely uninhabitable. Continuous monitoring of the Soufriere Hills volcano is crucial for ensuring safety. Scientific research on the volcano contributes to global understanding of volcanic activity, climate change, and coastal protection. Rising sea levels and stronger hurricanes pose risks to Montserrat's fragile coastline. Investments in climate resilience projects, such as mangrove restoration and seawall construction, are necessary. Sustainable building practices, including hurricane-resistant housing, are being prioritized. Renewable energy initiatives. Montserrat aims to become a leader in geothermal and solar energy in the Caribbean. The government has partnered with international organizations to develop clean energy infrastructure. Renewable energy projects are not only environmentally friendly, but also reduce dependence on imported fuel. political and governance challenges. The debate over political status. Discussions on whether Montserrat should seek greater autonomy, independence, or remain a British territory continue. Some advocate for self-governance, while others prefer the stability of British support. Any move toward political change would require constitutional reform and extensive public consultation. Strengthening democratic institutions. Transparency, accountability, and effective governance remain priorities. Encouraging civic engagement and public participation in decision-making is crucial. Political leaders must navigate development challenges while maintaining national unity. Regional integration and trade. Montserrat is a member of CARICOM, Caribbean Community, participating in regional trade and policy discussions. Strengthening trade relations with neighboring islands can boost economic growth. Expanding partnerships with international organizations provides opportunities for funding and investment. Opportunities for Montserrat's future. Leveraging cultural heritage. Montserrat's Irish-Caribbean heritage is a unique asset that can be further explored through cultural tourism, arts, and literature. Investments in historical preservation and storytelling enhance global interest in the island's history. Technology and digital economy growth. Encouraging remote work, startups, and digital businesses can attract tech professionals and entrepreneurs. Improving internet infrastructure and digital literacy will be key. Building resilient infrastructure. Future development plans focus on smart cities, sustainable housing, and modernized public transportation. A balance between modernization and environmental conservation is necessary for long-term success. Youth engagement and leadership development. Encouraging young Montserratians to take on leadership roles in business, politics, and social enterprises. Expanding mentorship programs and scholarships to keep young talent connected to Montserrat's future. Conclusion: the road ahead. Montserrat's journey in the 21st century is one of resilience, adaptation, and ambition. The challenges are significant, but so are the opportunities. The island's strong sense of identity, cultural richness, and innovative spirit provide a solid foundation for future progress. As Montserrat continues to rebuild and redefine itself, its success will depend on strategic investments, sustainable development, and inclusive governance. With the right policies and community-driven initiatives, Montserrat can achieve a thriving, resilient, and self-sustaining future.